Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Every year on the first Saturday in December, the Mill Road is transformed. People take over from cars, shopkeepers turn out and set up their stalls. There's spaces for local businesses and charities, and it's all interspersed with buskers, circus performers, dancers, poets and storytellers. Jake is here. He's one of the people who make it happen. Freya is here too. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Nice and close to the microphones, assuming they are actually working today. So how many people are you expecting during the course of the day?
We're expecting a lot. So we don't actually have official figures, and this is only guesstimates, but we reckon it between over 22,000.
Yeah. That is something like a fifth of Cambridge, isn't it, coming to that?
There's a lot of people that come in from like the local areas.
Yes.
We were talking yesterday, apparently there's people who come from London and even further abroad.
It's a big day. People come.
And it's a time, I guess, to showcase, well, both the Mill Road and Cambridge as a whole, really. Mm.
Yeah, it's kind of built up this kind of following, a bit to the Strawberry Fair, where like lots of people really do come in for that. I think the Mill Road's kind of building up that kind of reputation for it.
But I sometimes think with Strawberry Fair, it's lots of people from outside of Cambridge. You don't for example, if I go to the Mill Road Winter Fair, I'm seeing lots of people I know or lots of faces I know if I don't know them personally. Whereas with Strawberry Fair, there's far less chance of that happening, one feels. But let's talk about what's happening on Saturday then. When do you start all of the planning?
When do we start the planning?
January,
yes. So for the events team, I kind of started sorting stuff out in April, and that was like fantastic conversations because it was that beautiful summer, like 35 degrees, and you're talking to people in pubs saying, do you remember winter? Do you remember when it's cold? Let's talk about that. So I've been planning for quite a while.
How long have you been on the committee?
So this is my first year on the committee.
So I need to know how did you decide, I want to be part of this?
So I'm a busker outside, and I've always done like busking in streets of Cambridge. People may have seen me outside Primark, and I've done busking at the Mill Road Winter Fair for 4 years. Mm. And I felt like I wanted to just do a bit more for the fair, and I wanted to really help out. And I put myself forward for the event coordinator, and they gave it to me. And I've just been trying to do my best since then.
I have quite a different story.
Oh, go on.
So I moved to Cambridge with my partner. It's just gone 6 months now.
Where did you move from?
We're living in Sydney, but I'm from Brisbane. Just got to put that out there.
are you going to see Australian Pink Floyd at the Corn Exchange tonight?
No.
Just wondering.
I'll probably be working on the Mill Road Winter Fest, to be honest. I would if I could. So we moved here about just over 6 months ago. And we moved because he had a job, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like sitting around at home thinking, I'd like to get involved. And I was getting involved with a few different things, actually. And then one of the things I saw on a Facebook page was somebody called Kate Collins going onto this Facebook page saying, we're looking for a volunteer coordinator for the Mill Road Winter Fair. And I literally had no clue about Cambridge at this stage. Like, I'd barely been to Mill Road at all.
So you've never been to, unlike Jake here, you have never been to a Mill Road Winter Fair.
So worse than that, I actually thought in my mind, this is probably going to be a cute little, tiny little street party type thing, maybe a few hundred people turning up, and we'll have four or five volunteers, and I'll just be kind of directing them on the day, going, go over there. So I went and met with Kate, who is our chairwoman, and she explained what the fair was to me.
She showed you pictures.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay, right, now I get it. I'll still be involved, but this is a bit more of a commitment than I had in mind originally.
So you're helping particularly coordinating with the volunteers?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many volunteers does a good Mill Road take, Mill Road Winter Fair need?
Need is a different thing from take at the moment. So if we... needed, if we just stocked all of our steward positions with volunteers, because if we get professionals in, we just have one person because they're professionals and more trained. But if we get volunteers and we like to group them in pairs so it's a bit more safe and stuff, if we were to only have volunteers and not have the agency, we would... There's about 36 steward positions if it's just one professional.
Yeah.
So double that. But then we usually give them shifts of 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
So 60-something times,
So
actually we're looking at a few hundred volunteers.
Quite a few. And what's the kind of thing that you ask the volunteers to do? What are they doing for those 2 or 3 hour stints?
They're usually not doing much, to be honest, but...
They're kind of the eyes and ears of the
Yeah, they are.
Like, they let everyone know about if there's cars trying to cross.
Yeah, so ideally, in an ideal world, everyone behaves themselves, there's no fires. they're not doing much other than maybe standing there with a donation bucket receiving donations. But should there be something like, you know, a fire, overcrowding, an health or safety incident, a lost child, that's when you go to the... stewards and knock on their, you know, lapel or
visor,
something.
Yep.
And their visor and say, can you help? And then they can radio into control and control will kind of let them know what's happening.
Because it's important that it is a sort of family safe experience, which really everybody can enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, that's how we can have so many people there. Otherwise, it'd be unmanageable. And in fact, the council wouldn't give us permission.
Mm.
Fair enough, too. So we do have, you know, both these really, really well experienced and also some new people this year, lots of new people this year. But we give them, like last night we did the steward briefing, so we let them know what was up. And we've got a really fantastic team in control that they're all super experienced, love them. They've been heavily involved with the Strawberry Fair as well and other events that you'd all know, but I don't. And they're super experienced, so they've really got, you know...
And the road is closed quite a distance, isn't it, one end to the other?
All the way from the Donkey Common, Petersfield area, all the way
Donkey
down.
Common, I always feel we have to explain where Donkey Common is. So that's effectively outside of the swimming pool,
outside
isn't it?
Outside the swimming pool, yeah. And then all the way down to
College Road.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Way down the Romsey end of Mill Road.
And Jake, so you deal with the getting the people to come up, sign up and take part and make up the fair.
Yes.
So is that one where you get flooded with people saying, I want to do this?
It's kind of a bit of a mix. So you get, I've been trying to be proactive this year and I've gone out to my favourite people in Cambridge and say, hey, come along, do something at the fair. And then I've got a mix of people who will email you just random things. It's like, sure, why not? We'll sort you out with a place. So it's quite a big mix.
We also have a stalls coordinator and I think gets flooded with, I want to do
the
that.
The stalls gets more flooded, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
With people trying to like sell their wares, like cheese people.
Cheese people? Yeah. Oh, I'm interested in this.
Where's the cheese person?
I think I'd have
you'll
to
have
check,
to.
But I think...
You'll have to. Up and down
I'll follow my nose.
Yeah. Cheese people is good. What kind of musical entertainment, then, can we expect if you're bringing in?
I've done busking on the street, and I've been like there many times, but I didn't realise how much there was actually at the fair. There's just, if you name a genre of music, it's probably there. There's ska... Kaylee, like folk, rock, jazz, just literally everything, samba. And we've got like just such a mix of people as well. So we've got Bollywood dancing at AERU, Scottish dancing. We've got the Morris dancers, which I absolutely love. I could watch them all day. And then we've also got in ARU, we've got poetry. So Faye Roberts, who runs the Allographics and Hammer and Tongs, she has got a very ambitious thing. So she's joined 5 different poetry groups together from the area to kind of get them to do a big thing on the day. So I'm excited to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing an open mic set, which I will be going there to do my own poetry. So. Yeah, check that out.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you're going to be working and performing. You're going to be doing it all.
Jack of all trades.
I will try and do it.
The Jake of all trades.
Yeah, the Jake of all trades.
And I noticed this year, and you've got one in front of you, the Mill Road, it's now a gatefold leaflet,
yes.
As opposed to the booklet we've had in previous years.
So the theme of this year's fair is actually nature. So we're trying to like talk to the stalls and we're trying to get them to cut down their plastic waste.
Yes.
We've got hopefully a new robust system for like waste management on the day. It's not the most exciting things, but it's something which we're actually hopefully.
I love a good bin. It's fine.
So we're looking forward to it. And then also, yeah, people may have seen through the doors, they've got a more cut-down brochure, and it's more kind of like a pamphlet.
Yeah, I kind of like it, particularly that map of shows good, you where everything is going on. Like
We figured at the end of the day, you're there to see the fair, not read a booklet about it. So if you've just got a map to tell you and you've got some key information on the back...
Yeah, like whenever I've had the brochure at the fair... It's either the map in the middle or the buskers.
Exactly.
And then obviously the sponsors, obviously. But, we just tried to make it more efficient because the other ones had just been... And it just cuts down on paper. Yeah. It's good for the environment.
Works for me.
Yeah, we've got more information online, but honestly, it's just about being there, isn't it?
If you're wandering around there, and presumably you can pick one of those up in shops along the Mill Road and maybe on the day as well, so make sure you don't miss anything because there is so much to see.
I think people will be handing them out on the day as well. But the IT department, they've done a fantastic job of revamping...
Department's a strong word for one guy, by the way. And thank you so much to Tom for all his hard work.
Tom has done a great job. So we've got interactive maps on the website. We've got a very detailed breakdown of what's actually going to be on the fair. So hopefully that will supplement what's kind of missing from the brochure. And everyone has smartphones nowadays.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So this is pretty much the first one that you guys have been a part of and seen the organising side of it. Are you going to do it again next year?
If they'll have me back, I'll do it again, definitely.
There you go, it's a ringing endorsement, isn't it?
It might be a question for Sunday. Well, look, thank you both very much for coming in. I should probably mention that Cambridge 105 Radio is going to be there.
Yes, you are going to be there as well. Outside Tesco's?
Outside of Tesco's, the popular independent shop on the Mill Road.
So I did have something else I was going to mention.
Ooh,
so
I do mention away.
I was going to listen. I do listen to you guys in the morning. And
go on.
I wanted to mention about this Rod Stewart.
Thank you. See, now I thought that I would get in trouble if I brought it up again. But you go ahead. You have the floor. You have the mic. Go ahead.
So one of the more interesting things of being on the Mill Road Winter Fair is seeing like everything that kind of happens behind the scenes and watching the socials and seeing this Rod Stewart rumour.
It's all Julian's
fault. It was his fault.
Don't listen to him. Carry on with your story.
So. I've seen it and I've had people come up to me when I've mentioned, it's like, oh, it's Rod Stewart. And it's like, well, I'm the events coordinator. I should know if he's coming. And so I've got an idea of where I think this is how this rumour is kind of circulated.
Yeah.
So I think someone's overheard like a Mill Road Winter Fair meeting in Hot Numbers or one of the other like coffee shops somewhere. And they've heard us talking about, oh, we really need to sort out these road stewards.
Yes.
And they've kind of Chinese whispered and heard Rod Stewart.
Mm. We came to the bottom of this a couple of weeks ago on Tim's show, and I heard it and I burst out laughing. But my idea is because it was Julian who created this rumour on Cambridge 105 Radio, I'm thinking if you need a road steward, I will give you Julian for a couple of hours, and we're going to get him to... If you can get a Rod Stewart wig, we'll
see what we can do.
I would 100% be on board with that.
I think we all are, aren't we? On behalf of all of our listeners too. Yes, Julian?
Our thanks to Jake and Fred for joining us this morning from the Mill Road Winter Fair. See you on Saturday, guys. Cambridge 105 Radio.